This is the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. In the headlines, Barbados is bracing for an above-average hurricane season this year. The Barbados Transport Board acknowledges major bus issues in St. Andrew, but have set up a retreat team this weekend to solve the problem. Farmers and small business operators in Barbados are poised to benefit from increased sales to the tourism sector. And later in sports, the West Indies women chasing a mammoth target set by England in their first one-day international. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details coming up. The Barbados Meteorological Services is forecasting an above-average hurricane season for the island. Director Sabu Best says seven storms are expected, with three likely to develop into hurricanes, one of which could be a major system. Speaking at the launch of the 2025 Atlantic hurricane season this morning, Mr. Best noted that storms are now forming earlier and intensifying more rapidly, warning that this is part of a growing trend linked to the climate change. He urged Barbadians to remain vigilant and prepare early.
And so for 2025, the BMS predicts within this main development area from the west coast of Africa, including the Barbados Eastern Caribbean, seven tropical storms, three of which become hurricanes, and one of which, of those hurricanes, should become a major hurricane. We remind you, the average is, again, five storms, two hurricanes, one major for just that area. Our prediction is 7, 3, and 1, essentially above average, again, intense hurricane seasons. Is becoming a reality and a repeat event year after year.
That's Director Sabu Best. The Court of Appeal were forced to adjourn the hearing of the Barbados Bar Association Disciplinary Committee's recommendations to determine the professional future of a lawyer who was convicted and imprisoned for criminal misconduct in her legal practice. This was after the attorney in question, Von De Pyle, requested to retain legal counsel and file submissions. The hearing has been adjourned now until Monday, June 16th. The Barbados Transport Board is reporting an overall improvement in the island's bus service, with all 30 retrofitted buses now deployed across routes. Chief Executive Officer of the Transport Board, Fabian Wharton, acknowledged reports of slow service in some areas on Tuesday, but noted that the new fleet is now fully operational and has made a positive difference.
It's trying to aid on the front of the buses. If you see those buses, those are the actual 30 buses that we said would have been deployed by May 1st. We didn't make the May 1st deadline, but the buses were deployed on May 3rd. And everything has been going pretty well so far. We have seen some improvement in services, but again, as I said from the beginning, it would not give us the perfect solution. We are still working to continue improving those services, particularly in the rural areas.
Meantime, commuters complaining of the bus service in White Hill, St. Andrew, will soon get some relief.
We still have the existing White Hill service, which forms part of the connection from the Baxter's Bay service, which we had established maybe 2 years back, in relation to the issues that we were having with the closure of that bridge, ain't going really sure we finished bus to pass. So now what we have is about the third service, where persons would then connect on to the White Hill, Foothill Hill Shuttle. They will go up by the church, that bus will go up by the church, go up the hill, and get to as far up as we can. But that is the only thing that we are aware of that's posing a challenge for us at the moment.
Chief Executive Officer of the Transport Board, Fabian Wharton. Farmers and small business operators in Barbados are poised to benefit from increased sales to the tourism sector this year. Government yesterday evening unveiled a new tourism linkages policy designed to give Barbadian businesses a greater stake in the multi-million dollar industry. Minister of Tourism Ian Gooden-Edgell said the policy aims to help Barbadians earn and retain more foreign exchange from the sector.
By agreeing to this policy is to allow for the deepening of the procurement of goods and services from the local sector in Barbados to further contribute to the buying practices and other procurement activities centered within the tourism sector. This initiative is something that governments have talked about for a number of years, and we are pleased that this government has taken the time to not only to research the issue, because we had stakeholder engagement that was held last December, where we had an excess of 60 participants who helped us to map out and form the policy.
Minister of Tourism Ian Ginn-Edgell in the lunchtime edition. Young Barbadian women were today urged to take bold steps towards building wealth and to embracing their role in shaping the future of this year. The message came from Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight, who delivered the keynote address at the Financial Literacy Workshop hosted by the I Am a Girl organization at the Central Bank of Barbados. Dr. Munro-Knight reminded attendees that earning an income is about more than just paying bills. It's about creating a long-term portfolio that builds stability and generational wealth.
Wealth building is not about accumulating money. And again, that's something that our society says, right? You accumulate money, you get some money, you got some money in your bank account, you know you have it made. And that is not what wealth building is about. Wealth building is intentional. It's long term. It is about creating a portfolio of assets that can then generate money for you over time. It is about you now not just having money for yourselves, but then thinking, 2-3 years, if I have children, what will I leave for them? Getting accumulated money is only about paying your bills for today.
Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight. Erdiston Teachers Training College continued its outreach to prospective students yesterday following the recent graduation of over 100 teachers. The engagement event held at the college attracted students from secondary schools across the island, offering exhibitions on farming, cuisine, culture, and physical education. Coordinator of the Bachelor of Education program, Desiree Brown, said the college would focus on relevance and actively contribute to Barbados' national transformation agenda.
This institution of Erdiston Teachers Training College, which is dedicated to the shaping of the minds of future educators. This exhibition, which has been entitled Rebooting Education 246, is more than just an event. It is a moment of reflection, a moment of innovation, and it marks progress as we embrace new ideas here at the college to ensure that education in Barbados remains dynamic, it remains relevant, and most importantly, it is transformative.
Coordinator of the Bachelor of Education program of the Erdiston Training College, Desiree Brown. Our top stories. Barbados is bracing for an above-average hurricane season this year. The Barbados Transport Board acknowledges major bus issues in St. Andrew, but have set up a retreat team this weekend to solve the problem. Farmers and small business operators in Barbados are poised to benefit from increased sales to the tourism sector. And coming up in sports, the West Indies women chasing a mammoth target set by England in their first one-day international. This has been the lunchtime edition of The Latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Barry. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.